Hello and welcome to Celtic Storytellers and Friends here at Trent Radio 92.7 FM. And tonight I'd like to introduce somebody very special from the East Coast that we're Skyping with so we can interview this wonder. She's a fashion diva from Nova Scotia. It's Veronica McIsaac. So Veronica, are you there on the line now?
I am.
Hello, Veronica.
Hello.
Welcome to Celtic Storytellers here at Trent University.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm so glad that we were able to connect. I found out about you by fluke on your website. It's Veronica McIsaac. It's MacIsaac.com. So if you Google it, you'll find Veronica McIsaac easily because she is really very well known. Like, you've even done fashion shows in New York City, haven't you, Veronica?
Yeah, I just did it about a month ago, actually.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Introduce yourself so everybody can hear about who you are.
Well, I am from Halifax, sort of born and raised. My parents are located in the beautiful Cape Breton Island, which is, for anybody that doesn't know, it's an island that's attached to Nova Scotia. It's beautiful. And I was a Highland dancer growing up in my early days. My mom was a seamstress. She taught me how to sew when I was 4. And when I was 7, I needed a new kilt for Highland dancing. So she decided to learn how to make kilts. From there, she sort of developed a business and I learned how to make kilts with her for years and years. I kept telling her that she needed to do a modern tartan women's wear line. And she kept telling me she didn't have time. She just wanted to focus on kilts. And finally, the last time I brought it up about 5 years ago, she said, well, why don't you do it? So that's kind of how my line started.
Well, and it's an amazing line. If you can go online right now, check out veronicamcisaac.com. As soon as your website opens, you have several models modeling some of your designs, but they're stunning. Like, people I've known from the fashion industry, friends, and especially the youth are just totally in love with your whole line, Veronica. So, let's go back to how it all began then. Like, you said that you were doing the Highland dancing. One thing I noted on your website, you said that you're celebrating your heritage through dance, art, and now clothing. So you grew up in a family then that was, like, here in Ontario, a lot of people don't celebrate any of their traditions that are Celtic. There's more of a resurgence now, I think. But you grew up, did you know people that spoke Gaelic, for example?
My step-grandfather, actually, who my grandmother married him when I was 1, so he's, for all intents and purposes, was my grandfather. He was a fluent Gaelic speaker. That was actually his first language. In Cape Breton, it's a really big thing, especially among the older generations. So he used to call us sort of Gaelic little pet names when we were little. I definitely, my aunt speaks fluent Gaelic. She lived in Scotland for a number of years. And so it's definitely a big part of our culture here. I'm not fluent, unfortunately. I've taken a few courses, but it doesn't seem to stick with me. But I do love the Gaelic language.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah, I find that some people are really good with languages. And yeah, I'm the same. I can understand the French even, but I'm better at understanding it than speaking it.
Me too.
So I know what you mean by that. Yeah. But, so with Down East, I know that, there is even a Gaelic college down there. And but now I was going to say that in Toronto, I know that at U of T and then at Guelph here, there's a huge resurgence in interest in Celtic studies. And so there are more and more people learning. But I think that it's awesome that you're bringing it into the mainstream through clothes with the youth. So are you ever considering coming to Toronto to do a fashion show?
I would absolutely love to. I'm always kind of open for new markets, and there's a huge Scottish population in Toronto, and I know a lot of Highland dancers there and kind of pipe band kind of people there, and there's definitely a market in Toronto for Scottish clothing, for sure.
Okay, I think we're going to have to set something up with Veronica McIsaac in Toronto. So we'll work on for this fall. How's that sound, Veronica?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. And we'll have you back on the show to tell everybody, we do the big announcement, Veronica McIsaac Fashion Show in Toronto.
Exactly.
So back to being Celtic on the East Coast, though. Like, tell us about a show that you might do there, and one of your fashion shows. Would you involve Guinness with a fashion show at all?
Guinness the beer?
Yeah.
Of course.
So tell me, like I saw on your website, there's something about nerdy or dirty nerdies?
Dirty Nellies, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So Dirty Nellies is a pub, an Irish pub here in Halifax. But there's actually a pub in Ireland called Dirty Nellies. And that's what this pub is sort of fashioned over. One of the owners, his name is Joe McGuinness. Guinness spelled G-U-I-N-N-E-S-S. And he's from Ireland and knows the people who own the Dirty Nellies in Ireland. So the bar, the actual wooden bar in Dirty Nellies here, was made in Ireland and imported to Halifax.
Oh.
So it's very kind of an authentic pub, but they've been absolutely fantastic, and I've done two fashion shows there now and a big photo shoot, so they've been really, really fantastic. But I have to say, the fashion shows in the pubs have been the most fun of all the fashion shows I've done. I've done fashion shows on big runways and big stages and art galleries and all this stuff, but a fashion show at a pub is a lot of fun. People are having some drinks and some food and get to enjoy themselves. I always bring in some Highland dancers and fiddlers and pipers, and just sort of show that, you know, they're all in their early 20s, just to show that people can be young and hip and enjoy their culture at the same time.
That's awesome. So, for example, what would can you describe some of your favorite styles that you've created, some of your designs, just so people can get a visual?
I did my favorite era of fashion is the 40s, and I did a whole 40s era sort of style collection a few years ago, and the entire photo shoot we did was all 40s hairstyle and, you know, kind of thing, and that was one of my favorite ones. But I like all of the stuff that I do. I don't know if that's narcissistic to say, but I mean, I sort of design for myself, you know, I'm sort of my target market, so you know, I like all the ones that I've done, but I have to say the 40 style one was one of my favorites.
Oh, well, I actually, thinking about, you say you design for yourself, I saw a picture of you and your mom on, is it on the mackilts.com? Is that you and your mother? I thought it must be.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because those dresses are just incredibly beautiful too. You both have the same kind of design on.
Well, that dress is what started the whole thing. We made those about 10 years ago.
Oh, I love them.
We just wanted, cause my mother and I both have very similar styles, you know, sort of classic, but modern and not frumpy, or, you know, my mother is not, sort of matronly. So we wanted to wear something that was something that would buy in a store anyway. I always tell people when they come to me for a consultation, you know, if you're buying a little black dress, what does it look like? That just make that in tartan, because that's, you know, your style. And that was our style. And we had so many people come up to us. We just made them for the Highland Games. And we had so many people come up to us at our booth and say, oh, that is amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
That's why I started telling my mother, you should be doing a tartan women's wear line, because there's obviously a market for it. And that's sort of how I became, how I started doing it.
So it's funny because your parents have, if people want to go to MACKILTS.com, mm-hmm. Mack Kilts, that's your mom and dad's site?
Yeah, MacIsaac Kilt Makers is their company, in the world renowned, amazing quality. Every kilt is hand stitched in Cape Breton. They're awesome.
Now, did you already mention, because I know I've read about it, that your mom, it was she started by making a kilt for you? Is that when you were?
When I was 7, yeah, I had a little kiltie. A kiltie is just sort of like a little mini kilted skirt for a little girl. And that's what a lot of Highland dancers start wearing, because kilts are a lot more expensive, obviously. But I needed a new one. I outgrew the little kiltie I had. So mom thought, well, I might as well, you know, my brother was just starting piping at the time. And she thought, well, I might as well learn. I've been sewing my whole life. I might as well learn how to make them. So she took a course and made us our first kilts, and it kind of grew from there. And that was, well, 23 years ago. So she's been doing it for a while now.
Wow. And I read that she went to university for textiles, but she also was taught by an old kilt maker on Cape Breton Island too, wasn't it? Yeah.
On Cape Breton Island. Yeah. She has a degree majoring in textiles. But she had been taught by her grandmother when she was really young how to sew. So she's been sewing her whole life as well. And then again, when I was 7, she took this course by an old kilt maker in Cape Breton, and then that's where the business started.
And it's funny that you kept on telling your mother, "Mom, you should do this," about doing the designing for the women. And
Yeah.
then finally you clued in and knew, oh, that was your purpose, right?
It's so funny because I kept saying, "Mom, there's a market for it. You know, you do the kilts for the men. You should have a women's wear line as well." And she kept saying, "You know, well, I don't have time. I'm not creative enough. I really, you know, I won't be able to think of ideas." And so when I finally brought it up 5 years ago, she said, "Why don't you do it?" And I have no idea why that didn't cross my mind
Isn't
before.
that funny? Yeah.
I've been sewing my whole life too. It never occurred to me that it's something I should do. And so I did the first collection, not really knowing how, like, if it would be something I would end up doing. I just wanted to try one collection, and everybody, you know, just sort of immediately said, "This is exactly what we need."
Yeah, it's stunning. Like it really, all of your clothes that I've seen, the designs are just amazing. So thank God that you did follow your heart.
Well, I tell you, I've never been happier, and there's not a chance that I would ever stop doing this. This is my career,
That's
so it's
awesome. You're very lucky, huh? You
exactly.
found what you love to do. And actually, you mentioned your brother that he was a piper too.
Yeah, my brother is a world-class piper. He toured. He played in pipe bands and competed in Scotland for years and years and won every competition in Scotland, kind of thing. And then for about 8 or 9 years, he toured with Natalie McMaster and her band. And then 3 years ago, he was recruited by the Canadian Forces to be their sort of head piper for to kind of promote the Canadian Forces around the world. So that's what he does now.
That is awesome. So it's a whole family affair, huh?
Family affair, yes.
And that's what really, that we're very lucky that you're doing that because it's something that I've talked about on this show too. The Celtic Storytellers is the purpose of the show is to interest people and especially the youth to seek out their roots.
Exactly. We were very, very lucky growing up because we didn't have to seek it out. It was part of our lives from the moment we were born. My uncles are all pipers. My great grandfather was a really well-known piper who sort of led, people in battle in both world wars. So, it's been a part of our heritage forever. But I always am sad when people don't know about their heritage. And my favorite part about what I do is when somebody comes to me and says, "I'm not sure. Do I have a tartan? I don't really know." I look it up, find their tartan, show it to them, and the look on their face to know that they have a tartan that's their own family, that's gone back for generations, and they're so excited about it. That's my favorite part about what I do.
That is so cool. So, if somebody wanted to, like, I know you have evening gowns and dresses, skirts, everything. If somebody wanted one of your designs, then you could actually make it for them in their own tartan.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I really want to stick to. There are some people doing some tartan women's fashions, but it's usually available in maybe six tartans, and there's hundreds and hundreds of tartans available. So anybody can go on my website, pick a style you like, and pick your family tartan or a tartan you like, maybe in a color you like, and then I can make it in that tartan.
Wow. And so are you doing like do you have a storefront yet or do people just go and order front right from your website then?
Yep, they can order from my website. There's not sort of like an add to cart kind of thing because it's all custom done. But my email address is info@veronicamckisick.com, and they can contact me through my website as well. But I don't have a storefront. That's not really my goal. I guess I'd like to sell in other stores and not have to, it's a lot of work to make everything and run the store too. So I think my goal is just to continue on making my clothes. I'm starting in a big accessories line as well, and
Wonderful.
kind of expanding into that kind of thing. And I just started designing children's wear as well. So,
Oh, that's special. Because
yeah.
you can have all the grandparents can go out and buy the wee kilts for the kids.
I have to say, it's so cute making these tiny little garments. They're just so adorable. And kids' clothes, I didn't realize how easy they were because they're just straight.
Yeah.
There's no bust or hips. It's just, a straight line.
That's
So it's
great.
been fun.
Actually, that brings us to I haven't even talked to Peterborough people about it yet, but I'm opening up a store called Celtic Connection, and that was one of the reasons I sought out a women's apparel designer and found you. But it's going to open in Lakefield on the long weekend this month. So that's something that I've been talking to Ashley or to Veronica. Do people call you Ashley? No. I think Ashley McIsaac pops in your head, I guess. So it's Veronica McIsaac, and I hope to at least have your poster there to inspire people to seek you out. But hopefully we'll be able to have some of your fashions in the store before very long, so people from around here can come and see them firsthand too.
That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Can't wait to order my first. I have a family tartan. And so, like, they actually have more than one, the families, don't they? Like, there's the different kinds.
It depends on the clan. Some just have one. Most have sort of a variety. And they all, you know, they're all representative of that clan. People always ask me which one is the right one. But, that you know, there is no real, there's no tartan police, as we always say.
Yeah. So. And so anyway, all tartans. I remember when I was young, even before I realized about any tartan in our family, was that there was one tartan that I loved that back, that was in the 70s when I grew up. There was a yellow tartan with black and red and I just loved it, but yeah. So I think it's. Pardon me.
It's the McLeod tartan, and we always called it Loud McLeod.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's funny because that was one of my favorite pair of pants when I was, you know, big and hip in grade 9. There.
I've used it in a couple of my designs that I've done, and people always love that. Some people call it the Bumblebee tartan.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I didn't even know that. That's not my clan, but. Anyway, so let's go back to some more about Veronica McIsaac. So you've learned everything firsthand, and then it must be something to go to New York City, and like Sean Connery was even hosted one show that you did, right?
Well, actually, I've done two shows in New York. Sean was the honorary chairman last year, but he is, you know, kind of, he's getting up there in age, and unfortunately, he doesn't do public appearances anymore, so he was just sort of the honorary chairman, but Donald was there, and so was Kiefer Sutherland last year, and so I got to go back and do it again this year, and it's just been an amazing experience. It's a big tartan fashion show, is what it is, and they invite designers from mostly from Scotland. I was the only Canadian designer in the whole show, actually, and both years. And then all the models are celebrities. So it's been
that's awesome. That'd be fun for you.
It's been pretty fun.
Why do you get to go? Do you take somebody with you? Did your mom go or like
last year, my mom went with me and it was a pretty great experience for the two of us to be sitting in the audience and, you know, hearing my name kind of being called. This year I went with my photographer who does all of my work. He and I went because he was going to shoot the fashion show. So we went down together this year and had a blast. So
wow. And so is that something that you're going to continue to do too every year?
So I hope so. It's definitely, you know, I do enjoy obviously visiting New York and just the fact that it's a specific tartan fashion show. I mean, it's right up my alley, so I hope to do it.
And where do you see yourself like in 5 years? Like, I know it's something close to your heart is you say that you want every individual to, you know a piece of their heritage and everything too. But like with so many people, like even with the resurgence right now, I think more and more, like millions of people around the world supposedly are seeking out their Celtic roots. So right. Like with more and more orders, how are you going to handle all of that once you get more well-known?
Well, it would be nice in 5 years. I would love to, although if you had asked me 5 years ago where I'd be today, I don't know. I probably would have expected I would be in a different position, but, I think, you know, 5-year goal, it'd be nice to have sort of a bigger space. It'd be nice to have a few people working for me to do the production so I can focus on the creation and the you know, sort of marketing and business side. It's hard to do it all yourself, mm-hmm. but it would be nice to have more people and sort of just expand on that. I want to do this. I always say, people say, you know, if you won the lottery, what would you do? And I always say, you know that you're doing what you love if you won the lottery, you'd still do it.
Exactly, yeah.
If I won the lottery, I'd just expand my business. So, you know, that's sort of my goal, I guess, just expansion.
And actually, you have the advantage of your parents already doing something similar, so they can guide you and help you that way too, I guess, Ed.
Yes, exactly. And I also have their fantastic reputation to kind of bounce off of as well. So when people hear my name, they sort of synonymously think of them, and it's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, it's lucky for us too that you're out there and your parents doing things too. Now, talk about like on the East Coast, I know remember Matt Minglewood from Cape Breton Island? Yeah, he used to come. I went to school at Western. It's a university in London here in Ontario. But he used to come there, and then I moved out to Calgary when I was younger, and you'd see Matt come out to the East Coast too. So, but even in the 70s, there were people from the East Coast coming out. But now there is a lot more people that are well-known from the East Coast in terms of music. Right. So what is it like right now living in Halifax? Like, do you have amazing bands every night playing, or how's the nightlife down there?
The nightlife is wonderful here. We have a really large music scene here. So, and it's great. I was mentioning Dirty Nellies earlier, where I've done a couple fashion shows. They have fantastic live music several nights of the week, and they actually do jam sessions with a lot of local, really fantastic local Celtic musicians. They're not in a band together. They just kind of all get together and sort of jam, but it sounds like they've been rehearsing for months. So, it's really quite phenomenal. There's a few different kind of pubs here that have really awesome Celtic music. So it's a great place to be. I have to say, I love going to New York and doing shows and going to Toronto and doing shows, but I wouldn't live anywhere else but Halifax.
Wow. And then, what about Cape Breton too? Is it very far, like from your parents' place to Halifax, or?
Where my parents are, they are in St. Peter's, Cape Breton. It's about 3 hours, 3.5 hours. Yeah, it's really not too bad, just to jet up for the weekend. We're actually going up this upcoming weekend, we're going to do a photo shoot. Actually, on my old family's homestead, the house is still sitting there. And it's where my grandmother grew up and where her father grew up and where his father grew up. So we're going to do a photo shoot there. So look for those pictures.
That's beautiful. And why is it a photo shoot for a new collection that you have coming? What's your next collection?
It's the collection that I just did. It's the collection that I just showed in, one of the pieces was in the show in New York, and I just did the fashion show in March at Dirty Nelly. It is that collection that I'll be shooting in Cape Breton.
So are you going to have those on your website soon?
I will, yes. I'm actually completely revamping my website, which I'm really excited about, which should be up in the next few months.
Excellent. And what about Facebook? Are you on Facebook too?
Yes, I'm actually the only Veronica McIsaac on Facebook.
Wow. So,
and I have a group there, a page there for my fashion line as well. So people can feel free to look me up there. I actually have probably more photos and more information on Facebook just because it's easier to update. And like I said, I'm revamping my website. So I haven't been keeping it as up to date because I'm going to be redoing it anyway. So, but Facebook, definitely there's a lot of information there for my line.
Okay. I was just thinking about your family. The photo shoot. So can you describe something that's new that you're really excited about from this new collection, or just the whole collection?
My favorite piece is the piece that was shown in New York, and it's a dress. Now I don't specialize in gowns necessarily, but I always try and do one per collection because people are looking for prom dresses or wedding dresses or whatever. I do mostly, you know, kind of cocktail to mini length skirts and dresses and things like that. But this gown is sort of fitted at the front, but the entire, it's a very low back. It dips way down, but the entire back is all floor length pleats. So,
Wow.
It flows very nicely. So
I know the one that you have on your website right now, is it black velvet with the tartan belt?
It's actually wool.
Oh, is it wool?
Yeah.
Because it is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it fits her like a dream.
Wow. Yeah. And what about the models? Are they friends of yours or?
Most of them are models here in Halifax. But the model, quote, model that I'm actually bringing to Cape Breton is my cousin. She's younger than me and taller and thinner. And so she's the perfect model shape. She's actually an officer in the Navy. She went to Royal Military College on full scholarship and got her undergrad and her master's. And now she's an officer in the Navy, but she's stunning. So,
You're stunning. So I can imagine.
But I mean, I'm 5'3", she's 5'8", you know, so she's more the model size.
Yep.
But it's suiting because it's our grandmother that we're doing the homestead photo on. So I wanted her on our family's property in these outfits. You know, it's kind of just for our family to have these photos. So.
That's so beautiful, Veronica.
I always want to kind of, you know, bring it back to where we came from.
And Veronica McIsaac. McIsaac is spelled MacIsaac.com. Mm-hmm. So you have the double A in there.
Yes.
So, okay, could you give some advice to students and about what's helped you? Like, how old are you? Are you 22? Is that what you said? Or?
No, I'll be 30 this year.
Oh, you look so young.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know where I got that. Wow. No, I never would have guessed. So, well, that's a great age then to give some really good advice. So what's mm-hmm. some good advice that you might have?
Well, I get asked a lot from people who want to be fashion designers, sort of how to get started. My first piece of advice is choose something that you love and choose something that you know. That has made it a lot easier for me because I know tartan. and also pick a niche, because mainstream fashion, there's a lot of people trying to make pretty dresses out there. So you really have to pick something that is unique. Mm-hmm. And most of all, you have to love what you do. I work a lot of hours. This is not a 9-to-5 job. This is a lot more than that. So you have to be able to, you know, if you are sewing at 3 o'clock in the morning and you put the zipper in wrong, you know, you have to be able to take it out and do it again and again and again. So you have to be able to love what you do. And if you love what you do, then you can work 20 hours a day and not mind it.
Yeah,
so
that's excellent advice. It really is. And I noticed too that you can, like, some people don't like the feel of wool and some love the warmth of it, but you have other material that you work with too. Like there's silk.
There's three different types of fabric that tartan is woven in the United Kingdom, in a large kind of wider range. Wool is the main one, but anybody that orders a wool, piece of wool, a wool garment from me, I line the wool ones. So it's not quite so itchy against your skin. And it's lightweight wool, so it's not quite as scratchy as a heavyweight one. But there's silk, which is beautiful raw silk woven in really bright colors, and that's some beautiful stuff. But that's on the higher price point. Wool is sort of in the middle. Silk is significantly more expensive. But on the lower end is polyviscose. And every time I say that, people cringe because they're picturing cheap polyester, but it's actually woven by a company that weaves wool tartans as well in the United Kingdom. Oh. And it's woven the same way wool is woven. So it has the same twill as wool. And the great thing about it, it looks the same. It's got the same weight, but it's not scratchy and you can wash it in the wash.
Well, that's awesome.
And it's a much lower price point. So
well, that's something I'd have to wear. Like I found when I was young, we had the big, remember the Hudson Bay blankets on the bed?
Right.
And if one of them touched me, it'd be like, ah!
Right.
But yeah, yes. I have that feeling from the wool. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. A lot of people are going for the polyviscose. I make a lot of samples in my polyviscose just so that none of the models get kind of irritated by the wool. So
that's a good idea too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if people that have been listening, it's veronicamcisaac.com here on Trent Radio 92.7 FM. And if you have any questions or would like to see her work, you have to go to veronicamcisaac.com. And then come into the Celtic Connection on Queen Street in Lakefield. It's on the main drag, my store. So it's where the Tragically Hip was. There's a store actually called the Tragically Hip, a women's fashion store. And so now there's still going to be fashions, but there'll be Celtic high fashion apparel. Hey, Veronica?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So is there anything you'd like to say to part for today? And then we'll have you back on the show again.
Just that, you know, explore your heritage and explore your culture, because it's a very interesting world to be a part of.
It truly is, isn't it? So thanks for being on the show today, Veronica.
Thank you for
having me. And we'll talk to you soon and have you back on Trent Radio. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. And come back in here next week, too, at 6:30 on Wednesday nights now. Okay, thanks, Veronica.
Thank you.
Okay.